mainstream, and maskers influence their male friends and colleagues not to adopt the traditional gender role of the male, that is, being a manslave to a woman, working for her for decades, and risk being massacred in the hated fluffy feminist controlled divorce courts. Maskers are now supplied with very powerful maskers arguments, which can be pithily expressed in the form of a haiku-like slogan, which goes as follows, quote, "Women have a career window of half a century, so have to fip up or be punished by men by not getting one," end quote. This masker's slogan is indeed very powerful, that usually causes men reading it to think, quote, "Shit, what a powerful argument. It absolutely crushes anything the feminists can toss at men. Even rape can't hold a candle to the force of this argument. This argument is saying that fluffies are manslavers, living off the money and labour of a man, and for decades committing a major gender crime against him, thus making her hated in the eyes of the maskless. Fuck, this is life-changing. This is like a religious conversion. This gives me not only the courage to hit back at the feminazis who make my daily life miserable, especially at work, but I now have the intellectual tools to not just answer back, but to intellectually and emotionally crush them. Armed with this argument, I can get angry, hateful, murderously hateful, and pick up arms and kill these manslavers in a sex war unless women get off their fat, parasitic asses and fib up and stop manslaving men. Because I now see that fluffydom is manslavery, and manslavery is slavery, and hence a war issue. If the fluffies don't soon fib up, if the divorce courts and the gender laws are not soon men-fared, then there will be a sex war with the fluffy feminist divorce court judges and lawyers murdered in their thousands, with even maskless soldiers going out into the streets and shooting millions of monoconscious fluffy feminist manslavers. Jesus, this argument is a casus belli, a cause for war. End of part one.